right, here she comes. Here she comes. Good afternoon, Queen. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am excellent. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am good-er.
I was waiting for that.
I was good-er. I am good-er, man. In spite of it, I am better than yesterday. And I know that tomorrow I'm going to be good-er. How about
That's
you,
right.
darling? How about you, Queen? Positive Nardia. You like that, Nardia?
Yes, get nickname. Donna Moore Stewart. Of course I love that.
Positive Nardia. So, yes, man.
Yes, listen, you running, I'm running too. I put in 11 miles last week, and I'm going for 14 this week.
Stop so showing. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I sure, but we love it. We love it.
Well, what do I have to lose but the weight, right? It's coming up, darling. Yes,
honey, it's all about getting healthy. It's all
That's
about
it.
Getting healthy.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, if Minister Nardia is sharing her journey with us here, and I want you didn't have to share that, and I want to thank you for sharing that, because what you just did was give somebody hope.
Amen.
That they too can lose. How many pounds you lost in how many days?
I lost 3 pounds within the week.
Three pounds within the week. Mm-hmm. But she started out with 12 miles, right?
11 miles.
11 miles. And now you're up to?
This week I'm going to push forward to do 14 miles for the week.
14 miles for the week.
Yes.
My God, that is more than I do. I must tell you. So I am so proud of you. Because I was feeling so down, you know, over the weekend with my schedule, and you know, the bed wanted me, and I had to do something important today. And I said, the only thing that is going to let me feel good is if I go on that treadmill. And I willed myself, Nardia.
Yes.
I mean, I literally willed myself to get out of the bed and go on the treadmill. And I am feeling fabulous.
Amen.
For that 30-minute run that I did.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes you have to pull your flesh and by the ear and just say, get on there.
I have to pull myself by the neck and say, hey, girl, come. Hey, girl, what you do? Hey, girl.
That's right.
Hey, girl, get up out of the bed. Hey, girl, Dana. Oh, yeah, go on like you're a fool, so. Hey, girl. So
But you know what? You were talking about the blood pressure.
Yes.
Well, I had a blood pressure issue.
Yes.
That just happened, you know, as you know, recently within the past, you know, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course they want to put you on medicine. I'm not anti-meds now, but let me tell you something. My spiritual daddy, he said, get yourself a garlic and crush it and take it every morning. You know, I'm not on those meds anymore.
Come on, baby girl.
I am not on those meds anymore. I drink my tea that you sent me some leaves. And I do what I need to do. You know, sometimes we get it late in life, but as long as we get it,
absolutely.
We can still start again.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
Absolutely.
You know, we didn't take care of our bodies. Some of us didn't take care of us as well as we should have.
Yes.
You know, but we're doing it now, you know, and I'm telling you, the blood pressure, my knees are not hurting anymore. I mean, it's a lot of good things that are happening. So I'm really excited,
guys,
you know.
And we're here to encourage each other. We're here to motivate each other. It's not a competition. I don't want anyone.
No.
If you're feeling a competitive spirit, make that competitive spirit between you, yourself, and yours. You,
That's right.
yourself,
That's right.
and who knows?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Yes.
Because don't try to... I can't outdo Nardia. Nardia can't outdo me. You understand?
That's right.
We're trying
That's right.
to build each other, motivate each other, so that we can be better.
That's right.
So that we
That's
can,
right.
we all can be better. Because
right,
I tell you, if
right.
you exercise, guys, and eat right, your skin start looking better. You start to feel better. You start to have a better attitude. Are you still on that treadmill?
Am I still right now, you mean?
Because I hear something.
Oh, no, no, darling. I was fanning myself with my pretty fan.
Oh, okay. It's a fan I hear. All right, darling.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, let me not keep you up any longer. Ladies and gentlemen of the African Portal, where we're broadcasting out of their website, their Facebook page, and also their YouTube page at the africanportal.co.za with Pastor Samuel Olusan and Dear Olusan out there in South Africa. We're broadcasting in the southern countries of Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Namibia, and portions of Nigeria and Ghana and Sierra Leone are locked as we speak. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting on Cool Metal Radio right here in New York. I want to say good afternoon to Positive Derek Smallwood out of Bodus Crescent, Bongrong. Bongrong, where I grew up, portion of my life, I never mind there. My segue in today. So big up on yourself, don't I, Bongrong. So Bongrong is live. We're also live on Roots Vibes Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, we are live on Auntie Donna Facebook and YouTube pages. And we are live on 106.9 Positive Radio right here in the beautiful states of New York, where we are broadcast in the city of the Bronx, Mount Vernon, Yonkers, Pelham. So ladies and gentlemen, this is how the Lord amplify our voice. And right now, Minister Nadia out of Texas will be amplifying for another couple of minutes. God bless you, Nadia.
Thank you. Thank you for that welcome. Praise God. Royal greetings from the Kingdom Courts of Texas, Auntie Donna, and to our wonderful Uncle Carl, to the Positive Radio community, and to all the networking partners and radio stations that are locked in. A pleasant good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are tuned in around the world. Amen. Guess what, Auntie Donna?
I forget.
I have a Monday munchie for Positive Radio, you know.
Absolutely. We can't wait to eat.
And guess what I want to talk about?
I forget.
Shoes. I want to talk about shoes today.
Oh, wow. Shoes.
Now, shoes. Now, you know a girl loves her shoes, right?
True word.
Okay.
That is true word. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Auntie Donna, decades ago, I remember as I was running for my life, from a mentally, emotionally, physically abusive and hostile situation, that in the midst of this crisis, okay, in the midst of a situation that could have very well resulted to be a life and death calamity, as I was making my way of escape, I remember stopping to grab some of my belongings and chucking them into bags. Oh, and my shoes. I had to get my shoes. I never left my shoes. Now, what is it about women and shoes? I don't think I'll ever figure that out. But anyway, I grabbed my shoes. Now, in that same scene, as I was running down the dark, chilling night barefoot, and as my feet were scraping across the Floridian shell gravel-like street, mm-hmm. It wasn't long before I realized that there was a hole in the bottom of the bag, you know, the bag that was filled with shoes. But by now, the shoes had been dropping out one at a time, leaving a crumb trail of shoes. You know, and it reminded me of just like the story in Hansel and Gretel.
Yes.
Remember the story?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, the fairy tale, all my shoes. You know, I had so much shoes, I think they could have found me. But, you know, just follow the shoe trail.
Yes.
And when I realized that I had lost more than half of my shoes and that they led back almost to the beginning of the window I escaped from, do you know what I did, Auntie Donna?
Tell me.
I turned back to pick up the shoes.
Are you for real?
I kid you not. I turned back to pick up the shoes. Now, mind you, remember, it's a life and death situation, right?
Yeah.
So now this brings me to ask a few questions first to ponder. What is it that you are loving so much that keeps you going back?
Oh, geez.
What is it that's causing you to risk your life, your sanity, your safety? What is it that makes you compromise your peace?
My God.
Your honor, your integrity? What do you love so much that you are willing to risk and forfeit your promise, your purpose, your calling, your future, your very life? Now, while I can remember, you know, a lot of these horrific incidents of my past today, I'm so glad, Auntie Donna, that the memories, they don't sting or hurt anymore, okay? And that's because God healed me a long time ago of the traumatic, you know, childhood issues mm-hmm. I had. And so today I do stand whole and complete with nothing missing and nothing broken. That's what healing means, okay? Mm-hmm. Amen. But what I'm most forever thankful for is that Yeshua rescued me. And I can boldly and confidently, without shame, share many aspects of my life story with our audience and let them know that, you know what, Yeshua does heal and he does restore. Because many adults today are affected by what transpired in their past. And these wounds have negatively impacted their relationship, their work ethics, just about everything in their life. And it's about time we confront those childhood strongholds of the past that are interrupting our present, because if we fail to do so, they will continue to interfere with our tomorrow. Resolve today, people of God, that you will open the doors of your heart and allow the healer, Yeshua, the one who loves you and is concerned about every detail of your life. And, you know, he desires to mend you and put you back together again so you don't have to keep going back to the pain, going back to the trauma, revisiting the same disappointment over and over again and again and again. And as we have entered the season where we are celebrating the resurrection of our Messiah, I want you to give him access to the place where your monumental hurts lay buried, but are not dead. Give him permission to enter the chambers of your secret place so that he can heal and restore your broken bones. I'm here to let you know that you don't ever have to go back. You can leave the shoes. Mm-hmm. I don't care how pretty they are. I don't care how expensive they are. I don't care if you never got to wear them. They aren't the only shoes in the world. And I know you need shoes. We all need shoes. But shoes aren't supposed to hurt. Hear me. They aren't supposed to cause us to risk and compromise that which is good and wholesome in God. Listen, friend. The Lord rescued me, and he gave me a new pair of shoes in Ephesians 6 called the shoes of peace to replace the ones that kept leading me astray and in the wrong direction. And with these new pair of divine shoes, guess what? We are equipped, we are empowered, and our feet are secured. And with these new shoes comes a new life of hope and favor. Now, the only time we are to ever, quote unquote, go back is to help rescue others who are still struggling and a prisoner in this camp of affliction. Father, I have delivered your word to your people. I have obeyed your voice. Let those who have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying in these latter days, for you are calling us out, yes, God, out of depression. You are calling us out of oppression. You are calling us out of Egypt, the place of bondage, the place of captivity, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And with Yeshua, Jesus, we find forgiveness and new life and strength for each day. Now sanctify them through thy truth, God, because your word is truth. Auntie Donna, back to you. Shalom. I love you all.
I love you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. My God, my God. I want to thank Minister Nadia for that word. What are we going back for? That was powerful. That was powerful. Then I could see myself in today's message. I saw myself in today's message. Let me paraphrase that. There was a time when I keep going back to a situation that was so toxic for me. And I was going back to be loved by those same persons or person who were abusing me. So, thank you, Minister Nadia, for this word. Some of you locked and listening this afternoon is doing that right now. It does not matter who it is that is causing you to run away with your bag of shoes. It could be.
Kirk Evans, special friend. What's
up? It could be a husband, a spouse. It could be an employment situation. But this afternoon, you will have to trust God that He has better for you.